Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out. We built it for you. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. And just take advantage of it. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Dave Anderson is our guest. His book is called How to Run Your Business by the Book, A Biblical Blueprint to Bless Your Business. Dave, is that the new one?
It is the new one. And I'll tell you, it was a great year for this book to come out, Jim, because it was a tough year, and a lot of people were looking to get back to some sound basic
right.
principles. And so the book came out, not by design that way, but it came out in August, and it really has helped people get back to a solid footing within their business.
Absolutely. Well, and well done on that area, Dave. Let's look over it. You just helped us to gain some perspective about 2009.
Yeah.
Help us do the same for 2010. Help us peer over into next year and look into you've got a wonderful crystal ball there. You've been around a long time. You're like me. This isn't your first rodeo.
That's right.
What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we developed a very bad habit, many of us, in 2009, that if we don't fix in 2010, is going to really cost us. It's going to cause us not to reach our potential. And the habit that a lot of people developed in 2009, Jim, was the habit to settle. Because things were tough, we started
mm-hmm.
settling. We started settling, for mediocrity.
We established some new normals that are subpar, didn't we?
Very much, very much. And we focus more on getting by, and rather than really prospering. Well, the problem is, if you don't change that mindset coming into this next year, you are going to significantly underachieve. Mediocrity and settling are one and the same. When you choose to settle, you start to become mediocre. And what a lot of people don't realize, they think mediocrity is something that somebody does to them, something the market does to them, something the economic conditions do to them. But
mm-hmm.
the fact is, mediocrity is a choice. You choose to settle. You choose to be mediocre. It's a personal concession to less than your best. And you've got to start thinking bigger again. A lot of you have strengthened your foundation in 2009. And it's time to start aiming high again.
This is such an important point. Dave, because when you talk about settling, some of what we've done in the terms of settling has been because we've been beaten down so much.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people out there want us to do stuff, but they don't always want to pay for it.
Well,
they don't want to pay as much as we need to get.
And
the statistics that I report here on the show from our economists every month demonstrate that this discounting is still happening out there.
Yes.
Discounting of prices. And that kind of an attitude is not conducive to what you're talking about accomplishing.
That's right. If you want to grow, you're going to have to change your mindset. I mean, it all starts between your ears as the
yep.
leader. And you're
That's
going
right.
to have to start expecting more, starting with yourself, redefining expectations for your organization. I mean, you cannot have the same level of expectations you had during the depths of the recession. You've
right.
got to raise the bar. You've got to make it more clear. People have got to be held more accountable. Now, you can't hold them more accountable until you first clearly define what it is you're expecting, but you need to roll out a new set of expectations, a new vision. The only way to break free from mediocrity, you got to start thinking bigger again. You cannot get out of mediocrity if you're comfortable. You have to make yourself uncomfortable.
And one of the things that I'd like to throw out an idea for you and see what you think. One of the things I've been saying for over a year now, about a year at least, is that 2009 is a lot different from the previous years, and I think it's going to be a lot different from the coming years.
Yes.
And I think I'm calling 2009 a buffer year between where we used to be and where we're going. And I believe that the opportunities and the challenges that we are going to have in the future are going to look a lot different from the ones we've had in the past. And I think that's one place to start. Looking for a way to re-energize your company is don't enter 2010 thinking about the way you used to think about challenges and opportunities. You got to be prepared for the way they're going to look. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, and that's a huge part of changing your mindset. You can't go into 2010 with your old wrinkled up roadmap,
yeah.
you know, that you used to maybe take you to success or used to help you grow. You're going to have to change that view. And, you know, you have less. Here's some good news. There's less competition.
Thank you for saying that.
A lot of your competitors aren't around anymore.
And all right, folks, you've been hearing me say this. Dave has just confirmed it. That makes it law. If Jim says it and Dave confirms it, that makes it law, right, Dave?
That's what I feel, yeah.
Exactly. That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Right.
But seriously, I've been saying that now for a long time. Not only have the folks who couldn't pull it off, are they not here anymore? But, Dave, we're entering a unique recovery period in my career where the startups are not littering the landscape like they were in the previous recessions and following, because startups don't have what they need to start up, which is personal credit, personal assets, the way they've had in the past.
Great point.
The credit meltdown has hurt the startup landscape. And so I think you're exactly right about what you said about competition. I think it's going to be, for those people who are still in business, January 1, 2010, I think the next 3 years are going to be different. They're going to be as challenging as we've ever seen, but I think they could be the most profitable.
Well, they could. But if you're still in the mindset that this is good enough,
yep.
that I'm, you know, that I'm settling for less than I can, you're going
yep.
to miss it.
Yep.
You're not even going to see it. And you're going to have missed one of the greatest business opportunities of your life.
And that's the reason why I've been making such a big deal about 2009 not being a real precursor to 2010. I think 2009 is a standalone year, folks. And when we tip over into 2010, I think it's going to be off to the races with the new era. I'm calling it a new era. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. Right back with Dave Anderson. A lot more to come. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Dave Anderson is our guest. He's the author of How to Run Your Business by the Book, A Biblical Blueprint to Bless Your Business. Dave, tell us how we can find you, how we can find your book.
You can find the book in any bookstore on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. If you travel, stop at a Hudson bookstore in an airport. And my website is learntolead.com, learntolead.com. Lots of free articles and free video clips on there to help you.
Well, and folks, I want you to know something about Dave you might not know about him. Dave travels the world at his own expense, taking the ethical business message to people in other parts of the world who are new to entrepreneurship, who are new to free market economies. And Dave, I just want you to know that I admire you so much for really not only, I mean, you don't just talk about these things, you put your money where your mouth is, and not too many people do it at your level. And I just want you to know that we're proud of you, and we're proud to have you as part of our community.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's one of the great joys of my life is to do that. That's what I talked about earlier. You don't necessarily get more by doing that, but you sure become more, and that helps you to get more in many aspects of life in the long run.
And that's why I said this, folks, to you. So you know when Dave talks about these things, he's not just pontificating. This is a life he lives. Dave, let's talk some more about 2010. What are some other things we can do to – and you talk – I know a lot, you talk a lot about having a higher accountability culture.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
You know, everybody in my seminar says, you know, I'd like to hold people more accountable. I said, that's great, but holding people more accountable doesn't mean you just sit down and talk tougher to them or install tougher consequences.
Yeah.
You first have to define reality in your business. You have to clearly define what it is you're expecting in terms of vision, values, and performance expectations. Those are the three components of reality. Once you roll that out for 2010, here's where we're going, here's why it's important, here are the numbers expected of you and the behaviors expected of you. Once you have that, now you have a benchmark for accountability.
Mm-hmm.
The key to accountability culture is clarity. Ambiguity is the enemy
mm-hmm.
of accountability. And so this would be a great place, because it's a new year and it's a wonderful time to start fresh and to roll out a new vision, new values, new expectations.
All right, so what would it sound like? Talk to us about how we let's come up with a scenario on how that would sound.
You know, you take it from three different components. Your vision is, where do you want to go in 2010? And this needs to be numeric. Don't come up with some fluffy vision that says we want to be the best we can be. You can't hold yourself accountable to that.
Right.
So you come up with a handful, one, two, three, of the chief metrics you want to achieve this year. Here's where we're going. Here's why it's important.
Right.
Here's what's in it for you when we get there.
Right.
Now you look at performance expectations. These are the numbers that are non-negotiable. And these will vary by department. These will vary by per employee, perhaps. But these are the numbers that I'm looking to get from you. Now, later we'll talk about how to get there, but just so you know, here's what I'm expecting from you. And then you go to the behaviors. These are the values. These are the behaviors that this year are going to be non-negotiable. Now, whatever they are.
And practices.
And practices.
Part of you back up behavior by executing practices.
Absolutely. And the behaviors are just as important as the numbers. One doesn't substitute for the other. You've
got
to hold people accountable for both. And once you have that clearly established, you've just eliminated the gray area.
Right.
People can no longer say, I didn't know, I wasn't sure, you didn't tell me, I can't read your mind. They can't say that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can start to hold them accountable because you can point to the clarity and reinforce what they're doing well and quickly confront where they're off track.
And they can look around and see how much they're contributing or not contributing to their peers.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just to you, the boss, but to their peers.
And to their peers.
Because you've made the case initially for what this is going to mean to everybody.
You know, and if the leaders would go back and do this, they would do themselves and their people a huge favor. And I would have one more quick suggestion for 2010. So many business people have spent the whole last year revitalizing their business. It's time to go back and revitalize yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go back and you've worked hard on your business. Now go back and revitalize your family, revitalize your health, revitalize your mental balance. Start learning, you know, new and exciting things again. Revitalize your spiritual life. Go back and recharge yourself. Recharge your own emotional and creative batteries.
How about if we say, okay, let's don't make 2010 pay for our attitude about 2009. Let's give 2010 a break.
Oh, that's a great
what do you think about that?
Because I think that's a great concept.
Think your point is an excellent one. That make sure that you don't carry a lot of your baggage into 2010. One quick thing before we go there, the third step that we accidentally missed on that your process is you got to tell them what they're going to get out of that too, don't you?
Absolutely, they need to know where they're going, why it's important, and what's
including
in it
how
for
they're
them.
Going to be compensated if you accomplish these things.
They got to know what's in it for them when they get there.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, give us the website one more time.
LearnToLead.com. Just spell it out like it sounds.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, will you come back real soon?
Absolutely. Thanks again, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. Dave
Merry
Anderson,
Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Merry Christmas to you, Dave. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, wishing you and your family a very happy holidays. I'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.